Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we kick off this particular day. We kick off when things are going right. This is the way I like to kick it off. We kick it off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's great to be back with you.
So, you were you on the road? Were you on vacation? Or
my daughter got married. I traveled back east to see her. A wonderful time. She married a wonderful young man. It's great.
How far back east did you have to come?
Washington, D.C.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Traveling. I read about other firearms instructors who travel by air and their horror stories. We had my share. Oh, my goodness. I now respect, you know, all the road warriors that are trying to get across this country and do business.
Right.
Man, my hat's off to you. It's hard.
I'm going to presume you carried a gun.
I did. No.
No?
Nope.
Didn't want to mess with the D.C. nonsense.
Didn't want to arm wrestle that nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what would have been involved with that? What would you have had to have done?
Well,
or is it just forbidden?
I could have carried it in Virginia, but there's no reciprocity in the district.
The seat of national government. Oh, boy.
Yes, and every place is a gun-free zone, even if you do have it. We were close enough. It worked out. I had a great time.
Okay.
How have you been?
I'm good, I guess. I think we talked about this. I've narrowed down what's going to be. I've decided to carry a box stock gun as my carry gun.
Yep.
And a lot of people were like, I thought you'd carry this, and I thought you'd carry that. And the reason I'm decided to carry a box stock gun was, one, I had to find a gun that I could shoot well.
Right.
And I did that. So then at that particular point, I just thought to myself, well, why would I jeopardize some of these guns that are only going to pass my way once or twice in my life? Why would I jeopardize them by carrying them as a self-defense tool?
Right.
When it might end up in somebody's evidence locker. So, I settled on a box stock pistol. And, of course, I have... it's not exactly box stock anymore. It has a dot on it, and it has a flashlight
right
on it. But it's, you know... It would fit well in Steve Fisher's box that he carries everywhere he goes.
Isn't that interesting? You could carry anything, and you're going, look, a self-defense firearm does not need to be a super ninja blaster. It needs to be infinitely reliable, and I have to spend enough time behind it. Yep.
Well, I do believe that, see, this was the thing. If I could find a stock gun that I could hit the target with all the time, I told myself that that would be what I would do. I would carry that gun. And I have resisted it. I have tried to be a Glock guy, even though I knew better. Right before he went to the optics class, I put an optic on the first Glock G45 I owned.
Mm-hmm.
And this was after our optics class, because in my thought process, what I was thinking was, I'll just put this optic on this gun and I'll just zero that optic in, and then I'll be able to hit. Right? Because it's very important to me that I hit where I'm aiming. Exactly where I'm aiming.
Right.
Not a little bit, not close. Exactly. So, I did that, and I could not zero it in enough to get off that low left thing. And that's all due to that grip angle and the stock Glock that it comes with. Some of the Glock clones, some of the custom Glocks, they get that shaved down a little bit and make that a little easier to shoot. But then you're back into a custom gun. You're not back into a box stock gun.
Now, there was you had a diagnostician that you bumped into who was looking at the, was it the slow-mo video of you shooting? And he goes,
yeah.
Oh, I see the problem. Do you think that helped?
I do think it helped, because what he was telling me was that I was, he watched, his last name was Young, I think. Anthony Young was his name. He was a, he is a U.S. PSA Grandmaster, or one of the Grand,
wow.
He's a Grandmaster in one of the organizations of competitive shooting.
Yeah.
And he won that shooting Glock 26s in competition, which is... And his position on that is, well, it doesn't matter what I'm shooting. If I'm shooting correctly, it doesn't matter what I'm shooting. So he made a few comments, and I did make those adjustments on the gun, and yes, they do work. However, it is not a natural, instinctive thing for me to pull a gun out of a holster and then rock my grip contact part from being high up in the beaver tail to lower into the bottom of the grip towards the magazine base. That's a little too much thinking, and I begin to get sort of afraid that whole gross motor function thing would do away with that.
Sure.
So I still have a custom Glock or two.
But you found a gun that works for you. That's the...
Oh, yeah. And like I said, I resisted it. I wanted it to be CZ.
Ah.
But it wasn't CZ.
All right.
It turned out that it was SIG. And it turned out to be the P320. I had two requirements. It had to be a striker-fired gun, and it had to be one I could hit with. And with the P320... The day that I was missing on that optic, after I said, I'll just zero that in, my buddy gave me his P320. It looked like he dragged it behind his tractor. And I was able to draw a face on the target.
There you go.
And I was like, okay. And then I resisted some more. then I finally, now I have... I have a SIG P320 for all occasions. Now,
there you go.
I've got two that are actually very good carry guns, the X Carry Compact, the X Carry, and I also have the X Full Size, and I have the P365, which is a... I will carry it if my back is bothering me.
Sure, sure.
But that in and of itself, that was, I mean, gosh. I can't tell you how many times. If I could only get the money back I've lost on all the guns I've been trying to find the one to be. Or if I could have just said to myself, I'll just carry the chambers gun. Because everybody's like, why aren't you carrying the chambers gun? Because that is the most natural pointing pistol I've ever picked up. Ever. It more so than even other 1911s. The Staccatos come in second. But the chambers gun, when I stick it up in my face, the dot is right there, looking right at me, going, hey, it's you again.
So, isn't that cool?
It is cool. But, I mean, that's a gun that had so much time spent on it. So
yes, exactly.
It's such a weight on those, and they are good, and they're great, and they're stupendous, and they're definitely worth keeping. And at the same time, if I were to lose that due to having to shoot some Antifa puke, that would upset me to no end.
Yeah, it's...
And I'm beginning... Right. The other part was, I'm beginning to think we may find ourselves in a situation at some point soon where we have no other choice but to defend ourselves, despite our very best efforts. But we're coming up on the first break, so if you would, tell them how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Each one's about 20 minutes long. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast, if you have an hour and a half to spend. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammo Land, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
And when he's not on the road, he's here. On Monday, anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Rob Morse, podcaster and writer.
Let's go to Chicago as we often do. We had 34 people shot and wounded over the weekend. The sad news is that there were an additional 4 who were shot and killed. The good news, if there is any in that horror, is that it's a slight decrease from last week. This summer, we had about 400 people shot each month in Chicago. And that brings the total of to 2,300 people shot by drug gangs in Lori Lightfoot's city so far this year. And you got to ask, how is that gun control working for you? Because we see attacks everywhere. Oh, yeah, well, I'm sorry. No, those public parking areas, those are gun-free zones. Mass transit, those are gun-free zones, but they're not robbery and assault-free zones at all.
Right.
So, I visited just last week with a friend who was passing through a Chicago and doing a tour over the summer, and he has to live there. I'm so sorry. What's equally sad is that there are other states who are trying to imitate Illinois and Chicago now. The Pennsylvania State Supreme Court made a pretty unusual decision. We haven't seen anything like it. They claimed that the federal law, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, that it was unconstitutional due to the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment reserves all powers not delegated to the federal government to the state. And the court claimed that, well, wait a minute, tort law is how we sue each other, saying that if a gun operates normally, the manufacturer can't be sued. That's infringing on tort law, therefore on states, therefore 10th Amendment. Look, the dissent said Congress made the law under the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. The law didn't direct states to enact the law or administer a federal law at all. Therefore, it's not a tort case. So this one is going to go to the Federal Appeals Court in about 3-2, probably by now.
Yeah, all of this stuff that they're doing, this doubling down and where it's having to go back to court and back to court and back to court, it just stuns me.
Have you had Stephen on recently or Alan?
No. I have not. Stephen, you know, Stephen was traveling.
Oh.
For a very long time. And Alan, of course, is doing the Beck case.
Right. Right. Wow. You know what? We know some amazing men, and I can read what they write, but that's a distant second fiddle to what they say when they talk to you on your show. I can't wait to have you back on. Speaking of the other Alan, SAF filed a lawsuit against California over their gun show ban.
Yeah.
SAF had brought a suit against San Diego County, where I used to live, because I think it's like some local agricultural commission that controls the fairgrounds, and they said, no more gun shows. We're all, are we breaking a law? Crime goes down in and around a gun show because thieves go, ooh, this could be a bad choice of victims. But then California made Senate Bill 264, which was a ban on gun shows in any public property. Fairgrounds, cow palace. I'm surprised they let us gun owners drive on the street.
Yeah.
Of course, that was signed into law by Gavin Newsom. What's odd is they're saying a public place, a fairgrounds, needs more restriction than brick and mortar retail gun shops, even what used to be the interstate sale of ammo. And now complete ban. The appeal says, wait a minute, this is the right to assemble. This is the right to converse because we give classes at these gun shows. We do political activism at these gun shows. This is an infringement on a constitutional right. It's not the Second Amendment. It's the First. Wow. So that, I had to sit back. Good. Yeah. The right to assemble, the right to freely talk, to politically organize. First Amendment.
Well, you know, one thing that I've noticed here lately is, I think some people get a little annoyed with me when I point out certain things that don't necessarily have to do with guns, per se.
Mm-hmm.
And the template that Newsom uses, for example, with his latest, one of his latest gun control laws he passed was based upon an abortion law out of Texas. So, despite what the Supreme Court says, the two tiered rules for me, but not for thee, kind of thing that they've got going on is very apparent now. And some of these things that they're doing, that they're trying to get going now, like the green energy thing and the transgender thing and all these other things they're trying to make fetch, if I can use a Mean Girls reference. They're trying to make that happen, even though one of the very, very basic tenets of us being disarmed, they thought that we would have to be disarmed. And I think now what has happened is they are so lulled into this idea that we don't want to fight a hot war. I think they may be counting on it. But
what? Boy, that would be an ugly mistake.
It would be, I made the point to point out a few things. Everybody's up in arms about the 87,000 new IRS agents.
Right.
There isn't 87,000 people waiting to work for the IRS.
Right.
You have to actually have a few qualifications to work for the IRS. And then for their, for all of their money and guns and ammo that they bought, you also have to, you would think you'd want to get a pipe hitter with an accounting degree.
Right.
Go work at the IRS. Yeah. And, that doesn't, I don't see that happening as easily as they all think it is. And I think that before that ever really comes to pass, it's going to become one of these things where that money gets reallocated. But I'll tell you where I see the problem if the Republicans don't do something. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. I'd love to know your opinion of that. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast once each week. I am also a co-host on the SAF's Polite Society podcast, 90 minutes, again, once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammo Land Shooting Sports News. I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column there.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost three-quarters of voters think the United States is headed in the wrong direction. A new NBC News poll showed that just over half of the respondents are more worried that America's best years may already be behind us, and a third think the nation's state will become worse in the next 5 years. Meanwhile, President Biden's approval ratings are at 42%. Just under half of those polled say they have a somewhat negative or very negative feeling towards him. Pfizer is asking the FDA to authorize COVID booster shots targeting Omicron BA.4 and BA.5 subvariants for those 12 and older. It comes as public health officials are ramping up vaccination campaigns for the fall in anticipation of another wave of infections as immunity from current shots begins to fade. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. Last-minute preparations are underway as NASA prepares to launch its Artemis 1 mission a week from today. The space agency is scheduled to give an update later Monday night from Florida's Space Coast. The mission marks the beginning of a program aimed at getting humans back to the moon after 50 years. Officials say they're hoping to have the first woman and person of color on the lunar surface by 2025. And automaker's shares are taking a hit after a judge makes a decision.
Ford Motor Company shares dropped 5% in early morning trading Monday following a $1.7 billion jury verdict that blames inadequate roof strength that caused the death of two people in Georgia. An estimated 5.2 million Ford trucks have these weak roofs that provide virtually no protection in a rollover, the verdict claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you. Oh, excuse me. That's not this part. That's next hour.
Oh,
let's just move on from here. Let's just move on. We're just talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morris. I was going to tell you
something you were thinking.
Yeah. So, like, here's what I'm thinking. If the Republicans take control of the House, which it looks like they're going to in one form or another, which they can vote along party line just like the Democrats are and have, then they need to stifle the whole IRS thing. The reason they need to stifle the whole IRS thing is if the IRS goes out and starts shooting people over tax bills while they're printing money.
Yep.
And a few other things. That may be the thing. That may be the Bundy thing. That might be the Bundy thing that accelerates what may come to pass. And if it does, and if that comes to pass, that will mean that it was because our politicians, when they had an opportunity, because they will, they'll have an opportunity to stop it, but they got to stop it.
Yes.
And so that's why, you know.
Well, the so-called Deficit Reduction Act.
Yeah.
And I loved, was it Lauren Boebert, and who went through it piece at a time and said, here's where it increases your taxes, here, 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 and here. By the way, they lied. They said it wouldn't do that. That's exactly what it does.
Right.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene, same. We have some firebrands who will not sit down and be quiet and roll over. They're telling it like it is. Now we'll see if we can get the leadership in the Senate, the leadership in the House to grow a spine and listen to the voters. Bill, it almost seems as if, I mean, is this Cloward and Piven? Is this George Soros pulling so many strings that he wants a war so that he can say, oh, yeah, no, it was the problem of the peasants. We have to disarm the commoners.
Well, the problem is this. They think that's what would happen. They think that's what, and they think it would happen because they think that Black America is going to go with them, and they think Hispanic America is going to go with them, and they think that the military and law enforcement is going to go with them. Except it would be largely a very, the ones that are going to go pure blue. There may be certain cities, and there may be a few states that do it, but it's not going to be their law enforcement that's going to follow them, not all of it. And it's not going to be the military that follows them, not all of them, if that were to happen. So it basically becomes one of those things. And see, we're not, if I don't see us, if it was up to me, right, if it was up to me, if I had to plan it, the first thing I would do is I would go at the most public city out there, which would be New York, and I would cut everything off going into New York, except for power. I would leave the power on long enough for them to broadcast out that they had no food, no water, and they knew that they were going to lose power at any moment. What are we supposed to do? And then I cut their power. And then I let them live in the dark.
Right.
And then the ghouls come out at night and eat all the people that are just regular people there. The media gets hunted down and gutted like fish by the demons that come out at night because they've got to have a steady prey diet, right? And those guys
right.
in the media will be a steady prey diet. And then, you know, you pull back and let it sit there for a minute and marinate on itself and sit back and go, hey, is our point made?
How is that working out? Well, okay, I'm glad. I hate it when you read minds. Well, no, I don't. It works really well. The number of homicides and the homicide rate are increasing frighteningly in Seattle.
Right.
Which part of us goes, you think? You know, putting violent criminals back on the street with no incarceration, no bail, it just leads to more crime, but it also leads to much more violent crime. If you're not going to punish crime, people who've decided to be criminals are not restrained.
Mm-hmm.
What was odd was that even Fox News reported it and said, and they labeled it, the Truth in Advertising, finally, hey, when you defund the police in Seattle, this is what you get. And that report didn't sit well with the liberal establishment in Seattle or that region or Washington State, the elected. Turns out the catch-and-release plan has had a ripple effect in the entire Puget Sound region. And it's like, we told you this would happen. You wouldn't believe us. That area, King County, Puget Sound, now has the highest concentration of concealed carry pistol licenses in the entire state.
Wow.
It thinks of itself as liberal, and all of a sudden, liberals went, no, not my home, not my family. I'll take care of this even if you won't.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing, and this is the part that dismays me the most, because we fall for this. And I do it too.
Yeah?
So liberal means they're for liberty.
Should, right?
And what they've done is they've redefined that word in the same vein that they've redefined and made new phrases like gun violence and assault weapon. You know, they've taken over the language, and I think part of the solution is to get out there with some of these areas and go, do you know what being liberal actually means?
Right.
Because in my state, as far as the carry laws, they're actually liberal. That means they are heavily free, aimed, slanted towards my freedom. And,
right.
You know, the other thing I think, the other thing I think that is, and you tell me what you think about this, Greg Abbott busting these illegal immigrants all over the place.
Yes.
That's pretty brilliant, isn't it?
It was amazing how the mayor of Washington, D.C., who declared her D.C. a sanctuary city, all of a sudden said, what? You're going to give me busloads of these guys? And then she goes, I need National Guard to help me manage this. And the National Guard said, no, you don't. You tied this one on. Fix it yourself. Did you also see where Governor Ron DeSantis said, our National Guard hasn't grown with our population, and you're throwing out guardsmen and active duty military. We're going to start our own state National Guard, which is not under federal control.
Right.
Yeah. Surprise you all. And I just wonder if they tried to dump a bunch of illegal aliens in Florida, if the Florida National Guard wouldn't say, come here, fellas, we've got a compound for you, and you're going to get bussed into a very... See, remember when they were sending Somalis up to Minnesota, and I went, why? They were trying to create a preponderance in a congressional district to elect someone.
And they get Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. I think that we should take all the illegal immigrants and put them in Delaware.
Put them in Delaware, put them in New York, put them in Washington. All the sanctuary cities, give them to them, and send them all there. Send every single one of them, every last soul. And if they don't want to be shipped there, maybe they should stay on their side of the border. And I hate to put it that way, and I don't want to sound not compassionate, but I'm not. So if I sound not compassionate, that's just because I'm... I probably sound more honest than not, but I think that's a brilliant idea to do and to send them those places. That's a stupendous idea. I like it every time I hear about it.
And when Eric we come Adams, back, I want to talk about Dropbox watch parties. But can I do the close here?
Please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host at the Polite Society. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up at Ammoland. I write the weekly Armed Citizens column, and somehow when we pick through that, Bill and I have enough to talk about.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. So then,
where to next?
Where to next? Off you go.
You know, no matter, there is so much to talk about, we barely scratched the surface. Again, the Second Amendment Foundation, my other favorite, Alan Gottlieb, they're suing New Jersey, which desperately needs to be sued for so many things. In this case, if you remember way back, if you've been following Bill, remember it was the State Department when they said, we can 3D print guns. It's not like I'm exporting a firearm. This is brain dead. This is computer code. This is really primitive technology. I love hearing Dean Weingarten talk about it. The great news is, just like now we don't have stenographers anymore, you and I are expected to type. We've got home CAD systems. We can draw and build and actually create in 3D. We can get those drawings, our ideas, printed. That's common technology. And it scares our government because we can print gun parts. Well, guns have always been easy to get. The supply of firearms has never limited criminal behavior. Well, but New Jersey wants to feign that they're protecting their citizens. We need to keep the honest people disarmed. All right, so they said that publishing these 3D files is a crime. And as they have said, no, it's restraint of our First Amendment rights. What the state has been doing is moving it around from district to district, trying to delay getting it in front of a judge. And as they have said, let's go to court now. Hopefully the judge will listen.
3D printing is, it does destroy the whole concept of gun control.
Yeah.
And by the same token, the conniption fit that they seem to be having over it, because you got to have the right material to 3D print a lower. You can't 3D print the barrel. Well, you could, but it's only going to last
one shot.
You don't want to 3D print the barrel because it might, that one shot that it does last, it may blow your hand apart.
Right.
Which is hardly one of those criminal things where you're out there going, I just want to shoot once. So, while all of that stuff is being bandied about and everything, the fact remains that there are people right now today printing 3D guns. There are 3D printers out there that can print metal. Right?
True. Yep.
And The gun, I mean, one day we're going to wake up and you're going to be able to buy printing media that will print your heart if you need a new heart.
Wow, I hope.
Yeah, so I mean, that's already in play and everything, and by them trying to quash 3D printing, I look at that and sort of see a unintended consequence of a stupid unintended consequence of slowing down healthcare, which I'm sure they'd be out there going, of course not, we're not slowing down healthcare, we're trying to protect people. But if you really want to protect people, you got to give them a chance, give them an option.
Right.
And because the cops aren't going to be there every time, and it doesn't matter how many guns you say you can or can't have, or how they're made, or any of that other stuff. It's the hard heart that is the problem in the criminal, not whether he uses a ball club, or a ball bat, not a ball club, or a golf club, or a rock, or a knife, or a pair of scissors, or a gun. Somebody that's willing to kill you doesn't really care what it takes to kill you. He's just going to kill you unless you do what they say in some cases. In some cases, it doesn't matter what you do. They're going to kill you anyway.
Well, the hidden statement that just drives me crazy, that the news media, God bless you and GCN, we use a gun in armed defense many more times for each time a criminal uses a firearm. And what bothers me is they go, well, we need to get guns off the street. And I go, you realize that 85% of violent crime is committed without a gun. So you want to disarm all of the good guys and leave 85% of crime untouched? Are you insane? Well, of course, when you state it that way, you go, well, gun control is a fantasy. Yeah, you're right, it is. And the news media won't dig even the shallowest bit to expose it. Shame on them. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, GCN.
Well, to the degree that we deserve any thanks. I mean, you know, I do what I do. But here's the thing about that. And they can spin it. And they do. They often spin it. They
right.
always spin it. No matter how they spin it, though. I mean, there's certain facts that remain. And, you know, we know those facts. Those facts are out there. And now we're just, with the illegal immigrant thing, we're probably adding to those facts. But, I mean, anywhere where there's policy that is soft on crime and hard on the law-abiding, there's going to be crime.
Yeah.
There's going to be crime spikes. And, I mean, and things are going to happen like what happened with you. You lived in California. I don't know why. I don't know all the details as to why you moved out of California, but I have to think part of it had to be the taxes, the crazy regimes of all the rules and everything. But you're a gun guy, too, and, you know, you probably were like, you know, I'd like to be able to buy all the guns that the rest of the 48 states can buy.
Exactly.
Without help. So you left California. And a lot of people are leaving California and New York and all these other places. And I don't know. I sit back and I just...
Well, it's fascinating. They say, we have a wild, exuberant, innovative culture. And I go, no, you don't. You used to. I used to work R&D in California. And now the answer is, okay, we can get some local expertise, but... Once we don't need them anymore, get your startup the heck out of California, because I can get 5 years worth of development, where in California I can only get three because things are so expensive.
Right.
No, it's bleeding. It's brain trust.
Yeah, all of those things, all these policies, and I especially like the part where they. This is the part that is going to end up biting the left on the butt.
What do you
think? What most of the stuff that they state in the news, of course, never gets checked.
Right.
And we've already had one moment in time where everybody found out, like in California, for example, that it is not easier to buy a gun than it is to buy a book.
They found out that you
don't just walk in there, buy a gun, and walk out with a gun, because they got a law in place where you got to wait 10 days to pick that up.
right?
And most of the ones that were for that, they say, well, of course I was for gun control. Well, this is gun control. And that kind of thing is worth its weight in gold, I'm afraid. Because these are these people that are going there going, well, of course, I've read certain reports of in gun shops in California where they're like, well, you shouldn't have to do background checks on the law-abiding. Well, who did you vote for governor again?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, right. You know.
I also read that, remember there was that one gun shop in Beverly Hills? I believe it lost its lease.
Did it?
Yep. Now there will be no gun shops in Beverly Hills.
The
elite are going to have to go down with the unwashed to get their guns.
I guess I have to go to Academy Sports or something.
Yeah.
Probably got a better price there, though. But, you know, I can't imagine what it costs to buy a gun in California. But I imagine that's pretty steep, too, for the ones that are available. But
yeah, it's not too bad. I'm surprised it isn't higher. But you're right. There are many models that we never got to it. The recent California law says you can't market to kids. So the Cricket gun, it looks like a one-half scale Mosin Nagant. Only fires a single shot, .22. That's now illegal in California.
Oh, no.
They're afraid to sell it.
Oh, well. Thank you for joining me today. Your favorite guy's coming on next, Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. I will be talking to you, sir.
Take care, Bill. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.